Rick Dantzler, COO, Citrus Research and Development Foundation.
We're going to do an update on the CRAFT program. Tell us what that stands for and what it is.
CRAFT is an acronym for Citrus Research and Field Trial Program. Its concept is to assist growers in a new set of integrated management practices so we can determine which recipes work the best for growing citrus in each of the citrus growing regions of Florida.
That would be funded by a significant amount of money from USDA. I believe I've heard up to $8 million.
Yes, there will be a significant amount of federal money involved. Hopefully it's going to be more than eight. But in our appropriation that we received this year from the state legislature, of the $8 million we received, we were told to spend $2 million on large-scale field trials. Frankly, I think the proviso language that requires that was lifted from an earlier draft of the CRAFT documents. So the intention is for us to spend this $2 million with CRAFT. That's easier said than done, though, because we have bylaws and requirements for making sure that any research we fund is peer-reviewed and that sort of thing. But I think we can do it. But that's the intention, is to get the $2 million into the CRAFT program if we can.
And this would envision numerous growers over a few thousand acres, I think, correct?
Yes, the intention is to do 2,000 acres of new plantings the first year and 3,000 acres of new plantings the second year. That's not as much as the industry needs, of course, but those would be field trials or probably more properly described as demonstration projects on a large-scale basis, larger than anything that's been attempted before, and it'll give us a better sense of what's really working and what's not.
When this first started a few months ago, discussions, CRDF was discussed as being the administrator, but you found that you cannot do that.
That's correct. The model was CRDF was going to enter into a contract with APHIS, which is a federal agency. CRDF would be the repository for the money, and we would administer the program. University of Florida lawyers, though, have told us that's problematic because they had an experience where another DSO did the same kind of thing in the healthcare area, and it resulted in a very significant fine leveled by the federal agency against the university. So in the aftermath of that, the university is requiring all of those contracts to be done by a central office in Gainesville. And, of course, that knocked us out of the box. So we're not going to be able to administer the program as we intended. But it may be that there can be other ways we can stay involved.
A DSO, by the way, is a direct support organization, and I think you and Florida Citrus Mutual have both indicated the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services has exhibited some willingness to set up a DSO themselves to possibly administer this. Is that correct?
That's correct. Any Department of State government can have a direct support organization, a DSO. I know that the Department of Agriculture has been approached about being the house for a new DSO for the specific purpose of CRAFT. They've been receptive. That's probably what's going to happen. There may still be a way for CRDF to be involved in some capacity. I hope so, because it would be a service to the industry, and that's why we exist. But yes, the prevailing thinking is that we would create a separate DSO within the Florida Department of Agriculture for the specific purpose of CRAFT.
And I think we were hoping to get some plantings in this year, but it looks like it's going to push into 2020 now.
That's what Mike said, and I'm not surprised. This was a pretty ambitious undertaking to try to get it done on such quick notice anyway. I was wondering whether the federal agencies were going to be able to move fast enough to even get the money down here. And I'm not surprised that it's going to take a little longer than we thought.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.